fingers around the chilled glass. A body slammed into her from the side, jostling the drinks and her, and sending frothy golden liquid spilling over her tray. "Hey!" she exclaimed, trying to right the tray before she lost everything on the table at her side. "Watch it!" That buzzing picked up in her head, and before the words were even out, a tingling sensation lit off in her hip to radiate outward across her lower back and knock her equilibrium out of whack. Casey swayed, reached out for the table, but only caught the edge with the tips of her fingers. She had a moment of, "Oh, crap," as she went down, heard chairs scrape the dingy floor and the college kids' shouts of surprise. But before her body hit the ground, an arm of steel that seemed to come out of nowhere wrapped around her torso, and another darted out to rescue the falling tray. She didn't have time to do more than gasp. The mystery man who'd nearly knocked her to the ground turned her in his arm as if she weighed no more than a feather and set her on her feet. He handed her the tray, nodded, and said in a thick accent,
"Excuse me."
And Casey lost all ability to speak. He was huge, easily 6.5 feet tall and at least 250 pounds of solid muscle. His legs were like tree trunks, his chest so wide it was all she could see. And that face. Greek god came to mind, with that olive skin, the shoulder-length hair the color of midnight, and those black-as-sin eyes. But it was the way he was looking back at her that really threw her off guard. Like he recognized her, but couldn't place her. Like they'd met, but the idea didn't thrill him. Like she was the last person on the planet he wanted to be staring at right now.
"Jesus!" one of the college kids behind her exclaimed. "Are you brain dead or what?"
Oh, damn, those stupid college kids. She was just about to turn to defuse the situation, but the Greek god beat her to it, shooting them a withering look that could have turned flesh to stone. The kid's smart-ass mouth snapped shut, and the comments died behind her. Neither of his friends piped up to berate her more. For the first time all night, a little of Casey's headache dissipated. She wanted to turn and look at the stupefied expressions on the troublemakers' faces, but she couldn't tear her gaze from the man in front of her. He must have noticed her staring, because he cast another bewildered look her way, then gave his head a swift shake and headed off to the other side of the club. And it wasn't until he was all the way across the room that she finally drew in a breath. Holy cow! What was that? Her lungs suddenly seemed one size too small. She sucked in air, rubbed a hand over her brow, and tried to regulate her breathing as she continued to stare. He stopped at a booth near the back wall, and though Casey couldn't see his face, it was clear he was talking to someone seated in front of him. Someone who was female and blonde and petite, and who had come in alone a half hour ago, then slinked into the shadows to watch the show. At the time, Casey hadn't paid the woman much mind. Occasionally, women came into the club alone, but now she did. Now that her hero in black had zeroed in on the blonde beauty, Casey definitely wanted to know more about each of them.
"You gonna stare all night or get busy?"
The voice at her back shook Casey from the fog brewing in her head. Turning, she pulled her attention to the three college kids, studying her like she was a complete moron, their irritation with her obviously usurping the earlier intimidation from her mystery man. The tray wobbled in her hand, but she caught it before the half-empty glasses spilled again. "So sorry," Casey muttered, grabbing a rag from her tray and mopping up the mess on their table. What was wrong with her? "I apologize." "Jeez," the blonde muttered, shaking beer from his fingers. "What are you, mentally challenged or something?" Casey ignored the comment and finished cleaning the table. "I'll get you 3 more beers. On the house, of course."
"Damn right,"
the one to her right snapped as he turned to look back at the stripper feet from him up on stage. She ignored that too as she finished grabbing empties, then glanced toward the hulking shadow several tables over.
"Those guys giving you trouble?"